the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
What? Welcome back to the Elite Life Podcast, you elite listeners. I'm Kylie.
I'm Trish.
And you are listening to the best podcast on the planet. And today, we are going to break down your neck, your bottleneck, your what?
What? That was not on the floor.
We're going to talk about your beliefs being your bottleneck today, friends.
Yeah, limiting beliefs, everybody's got them. Everybody's got them. And even when you get past your limiting beliefs, you have new limiting beliefs because you've never been at this level before.
Right. You don't know what you don't know. And this is something we've talked about a couple of times, but we wanted to do a special episode because what we are finding, especially with entrepreneurs who are starting out, is because you've never done this before, or maybe you've been doing it like me for a while. And like I was telling Trish the other day, I'm like, I'm at like level 3, for example. I don't know how to get to level 4. And I've got all of these limiting beliefs on how to do things and how much money you can make and how much it'll actually work. So today we're going to break down some tips and tricks on how to overcome these hurdles.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's not that you don't know how, because anything you're doing, if you want to get to the next level, you just do more of that thing. That's really it. You do more of that thing and you get better at that thing, right? Like you increase your skills and then you increase your consistency, increase your skills, increase your consistency. So like trying to break it down in its truest form. So let's talk about like what a limiting belief actually is. It's like that subconscious little voice that says like, I'm not ready. I don't know enough. People won't like me. People are going to judge me. It's really like limiting belief at its core, like simplest thing is just fear.
Yeah. And they sound like facts in your head, right? So one thing we've talked about before is like when I was first getting started, and I will never forget this, is I keep saying, oh, I want to make X dollars a month. I want to make X dollars a month. And Andy was like, no, you don't. I don't actually believe that you want to do that because you're not lining up. He goes, every time you start putting, you know, your pedal to the metal and you get going and you get some traction, then you let off. And it does, like Tricia said, come down to fear. Mm-hmm. So one of my limiting beliefs, just to give you guys an example, was growing up with parents who, and they worked very hard. My dad was a plumber. My mom was a teacher's aide. Okay. And so, you know, I don't actually know what they ever made, but our economic demographic was somewhere between $50,000 and $70,000 a year per household, somewhere in there, you know? And so for me to think in my head and actually grasp that I could make, for example, $10,000 in 1 month or $15,000 in 1 month or $30,000 in 2 months, it was something that freaked my brain out, right? It freaked my brain out. And so when I started having that happen and I was getting close, I'd be like, oh my God, we got to stop. We can't do this because this is not for us, right? And that's another limiting belief that I think a lot of people have is, well, that's not for me.
Yep. I hear it all the time. Oh, social media is not my thing. Oh, phones aren't my thing. Oh, networking events aren't my thing. Oh, door knocking's not my thing. None of these things are your thing until you practice them and get good at them and make them your thing. And I've had to explain this to my kids so many times. I'm like, Trent, you didn't wake up and you were a great goalie, okay? Let's talk about when you were 5 years old and they failed you from ice skating, okay? You're awful. Anything you start at first, you're gonna be awful. You're gonna suck. That's it. You're gonna suck. And the only thing that gets you from suck to
success. That's what we should have called it. Going from suck to success.
Maybe we will. It's putting in the reps.
Absolutely.
And I've been talking about this on all of my coaching calls. Like I had a girl that I'm coaching. She's got a lot of limiting beliefs. And she'll say things like, well, I'm starting all over. I hear this a lot. I'm starting all over. Today's day one. And I'm like, let's unpack that, right? Because I know that you turned in an EMD today, right? You turned in an earnest money deposit today. So you are not starting at day one.
Nope.
Number one, you've already went through STARS training with me. So you have all kinds of knowledge in that head of yours. Number two, who called that client? I did. Okay, who got that client to meet him at a house? I did. Who showed that house? I did. Who did the buyer's education session? I did. Who wrote the offer? I did. Who got the offer accepted? I did. So what you're telling me is you know how to get a client, you know how to get them to a house, you know how to walk them through a house, you know how to write an offer, you know how to get that offer accepted, and you know how to get a deal in the line. So you are not at day one. Oh. You're right.
It's all about your mentality, friends. And so let's talk about identifying what beliefs are bottlenecking you, whether you're an entrepreneur, you're a mom, whatever it is that you are trying to grow in. Here are a few signs. Number one, you procrastinate on the same things over and over. Hi, my name's Kylie, and I do this. So you are not alone if you are feeling this, okay? Trisha can't say that. She don't procrastinate on nothing. So you fear success as much as failure. You set goals but never believe you'll actually hit them.
Repeat that like 10 times, please, because so many people do this.
You fear success as much as failure, and you set goals but never believe you'll actually hit them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You avoid opportunities that require visibility.
And this is the thing. Like, here's a great example. At our office, we have a very clear process. You do STARS training. You get the binder. There are activities. Like, this binder lays out the first 21 days of business. Exactly what to do each and every day for 21 days. We've given that binder to all of these agents. And I'll go, they'll go, oh, blah, 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 blah. I don't know this. I'm like, where's your binder? Where's your initials next to the things you're supposed to do? I don't want to hear that you're not successful and it's anybody's fault but your own.
True.
Because you are fearing success. You are not believing that you can hit your goals. So you are self-sabotaging. You know how many people sit in my office in the last 60 days that I looked at in the face and go, you're self-sabotaging. You're self-sabotaging.
Was I one of them? Was it me?
Probably. But you're not the one I'm thinking of in my mind. But there's days, Kylie, that I'll say that to four women in a row.
Dang.
You understand what you're doing is self-sabotaging. This is a national epidemic. Self-sabotage.
Exactly.
We all do it because here's the thing. Like, even in real estate, like I do this too. I self-sabotage too. And you do it subconsciously. And this is how you do it. Your mind goes, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I'm exhausted. I have no bandwidth yet. So instead of going to bed, so I wake up refreshed and doing my workout, I'm going to scroll, or I'm going to watch this, or I'm going to have too many glasses of wine, or I'm going to insert whatever your thing is. And you self-sabotage because your mind goes, if I get to that next level, how much more work am I going to have to do? If I can barely do this work, how will I ever take on more work? But here's the thing. Success doesn't always equate to more work.
Nope.
It's just consistently showing up and learning how to do it better. Consistently showing up, learning how to do it better. One thing I took away the last podcast that we just recorded with Ross Rossin, the third, was he continuously said over and over and over again, I got coached.
Yeah.
My coaching. And I had meant to say something, but we were talking about so many things. But that is so crucial. Successful people get coached. I make sure every single day I'm intaking some sort of coaching, whether it's in a book, whether it's in a podcast, whether it's from a human that's coaching me, whether it's from another agent that's made it in this space or in that space or does this better or does that better. You have to be open to coaching so you can get to that next level, because the next level doesn't always mean more work. It just means a better you.
Exactly. And just to touch on this really quickly, coaching doesn't have to be like this big expensive thing. Like Trisha just said, there's books out there, there's podcasts out there, there's a crap ton of free resources that you can tap into to make yourself better. I'm willing to bet if you type in, you know, successful mom, blah, 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 whatever, into Google podcast or coaching or whatever, you're going to find something or someone that you can learn from.
Yeah. And you have to rewire your story. One of the parts in coaching, like before I even get into the business part of coaching with people, I do the personal part. And sometimes we spend a long time on the personal part because they have to completely rewire all of their beliefs. Here's a great example. One of the things when one of my ladies did their ChatGPT prompt was, I want to buy a new car. And she's like, well, that's something I'm going to do next year. And I'm like, why? She's like, well, it takes a long time to buy a car. I'm like, why? She's like, well, because you have to save up money. I'm like, why? She's like, well, because cars are expensive. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, today, I wrote one of our agents who is 22 years old a over $20,000 check. One closing, she made over $20,000. So she could literally go buy a car right now, cash money. Or if you don't have any cash money, you can literally go to a dealership and buy a car on your credit and make payments. Like there's, you have all of these limiting beliefs and you're holding yourself back from what you want. And you have to ask yourself why. Why? What is the real why? Because you don't believe that you deserve a better car. What is the real why? Because you don't believe that you deserve to be successful. What is the real why? Because you've been spending so much time comparing yourself to somebody else that you don't believe that you can become a better version of yourself because they're already so great and everybody loves them. Well, here's the thing. A great thing I got out of the Mel Robbins Let Them book is, what an amazing thing it is to know that some of the greatest people you'll know in your life, you haven't even met yet.
Oh.
You haven't even met them. 10 years from now, tomorrow, you may meet somebody who revolutionizes your entire life, becomes your biggest mentor or your biggest cheerleader.
Or your best friend.
Or your best friend or your husband or your future business partner or your kidney donor. Like, you don't know. But so many, this world is full of so many amazing people. And if you don't get rid of these limiting beliefs and start going first, like Mel Robbins, she talks about going first. And I think that that's important because you have to go first. If you're in sales, you have to make the phone calls. You aren't getting closings because you're not making the phone calls. One of our agents emails me today and she said, well, you know, Andy said I'm going to get 20 leads. I said, we're not giving you any more leads when you're not even following the process that we've put in place with the leads that you have. Why would we inundate you with more leads if you haven't even learned how to work a client? If you don't know how to work a client, you don't get the leads yet. You have to work on yourself. You have to develop yourself. You have to get rid of your limiting beliefs. And you don't get better just because we give you 100 clients that you do a crappy job with.
Right.
You get better by listening to your coaching and following the process and becoming successful.
Exactly. Yep, 100%. So how to rewire your story. Really quick, let's run this down. Evidence stacking. List everything that contradicts your limiting belief. Like Trisha just broke down, the why, the why, the why, the why. Or one day I called Trisha and I was like, I'm super stressed. I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. She's like, you're not stressed out. You're going back to your default. Everything is fine. That was evidence. She's like, nobody's dead. You've got money in the bank. You're driving a paid off car. I don't know what you want from me. What are you stressed about, sis? Yeah.
Do you know there's only 1% of humans in the world that have a garage? 1%.
What? That's not
1%.
True.
1%. It is one. Get out your phone and freaking Google it right now. 1%.
I have a garage.
We have a house for our car. If you go overseas to all these other countries, they're like, you have a house for your car? Like what?
America.
America. We just take it for, like, this is what we're supposed to have.
I'm going to need a garage.
Just like in Florida. Everybody's got a pool. You got a pool? Yeah, everybody's got a pool. It's Florida.
Right. Fair. Right. Reframe it. Instead of I'm not experienced enough, say every expert started as a beginner. Like we were just, everybody started from zero. Everybody. Everybody started as a baby. Everybody starts from zero. Every entrepreneur has a day one. Everybody starts from zero.
Yeah, your success is really just about how many hours have you clocked of that, right?
And they say it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert at something. 10,000. 10,000 hours. So in addition to that, you're going to take, they call it action anchors, tiny actions that prove the new belief, okay? So for example, If your limiting belief is social media is not for me, you're going to make one post, then you're going to make another post, and then you're going to start putting multiple posts out, and then you're going to make a reel, and then you are going to see that social media is for you.
Well, and I tell people, I'm like, with the social media thing, I'm like, you understand that, like, humans on social media, they have the memory of a goldfish. The memory of a goldfish. Scroll, gone. Scroll, gone. Scroll, gone. They don't even, like, actually, even if they read your post and they like it and they make a comment, 5 minutes later, they have forgot all about that.
No, last night forgot. I ran through and I just did some interactions to boost the algorithm. And yes, yeah, they're my friends. But I pulled a Trisha and I was like, smiley face, heart, clapping hands, trumpet with the confetti. That's so awesome. Look at these cute faces, because everybody was posting their Easter stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, what a muffin. Happy congratulations. All the new babies, because everyone was bored over the winter. Like, all of these things. And then there was a lady who hit me in the DMs and she was like, what did you mean when you commented on that post and said, I got you? And I'm like, I have no idea. I literally asked her. I was like, what post is that? And yeah, she was like, the post about the candy. And I'm like, no clue. Probably, I see where you're coming from. I don't know. How are you today, Brandy?
Like, right. Well, and that's the thing. Like, what's the, what, like, let's, and I do this a lot too. And Andy likes to do it the opposite way. But I'm like, let's kick this down the can. What's the worst that can happen? You bomb your video, say, oh, F word, and then delete it. You can delete it.
You can delete.
You make somebody really mad and they say something mean, you can block them.
That's the end of the story.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the worst thing that could happen. You're on the phones. What's the worst thing that could happen? You say something stupid, you hang up, you never talk to them again.
That's true. That was a mental breakthrough for me, that Andy was like, why are you not making phone calls? I'm like, well, what if someone gets angry and they cuss me out? He's like, so you hang up on them. And he made that face too. You know that face?
Yeah, yeah.
So you hang up on them.
Right. And that's the opposite, right? Andy likes to say, what's the best thing that could happen?
That's what he said next.
You can get $1 million client.
Yeah.
Get on the phone and make your 30 grand.
Don't be trash.
Don't be trash. Make your 30 grand,
Kylie. Look at our Andy faces.
Good. This is trash.
Oh, my goodness. So these are all very proactive, very easy ways that you can start removing those mind blocks. And it's very important. And it doesn't have to just be about business. It could be about friendship. It could be about going and joining a new club. It could be about your kid. Oh my, I can never be that mom. You know, I tell Trisha all the time, oh, I could never run this or that. I could. I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, and that's the number one, like, if you want to take away from this, the number one way to rewire your brain is to just start saying that is your identity out loud. Like, I always go back to Andy when he became a vegetarian. He's like, I eat plants. I eat plants. I eat plants. When I wanted to, like, actually identify as an athlete, I'd be like, I'm a CrossFit athlete. I'm a runner. I'm a CrossFit athlete. I'm a runner. Dude, I am the most averagest, okayest, like, not great runner and CrossFit athlete on this planet. But I'm still a CrossFit athlete. I'm still a runner. I don't care if you run down the freaking block. You're a runner. You're running, right?
I run for my life.
So you have to start saying it out loud. Instead of, like, every time you start to say, well, I could never. Stop that. Like, literally, my mouth will, I do the study thing. I'm like, nope, those words won't come out of my mouth because there's nothing that I could never do. Could I hike 1 million miles? I could. I have to want to. I have to train to. I better have a dang good reason for it, like the zombie apocalypse. But there's nothing that I could never do. Anything that you're willing to put the work in for, you can do. The only thing that holds you back is yourself. That is the only thing that's holding you back, is your limiting beliefs. And that voice that you hear in your mind, you want to hear some science and psychology? You know what that voice is usually? It's not even your voice. It's the voice of somebody when you were a child that used to say crappy stuff to you. I learned this in one of my psych classes. That inner critic is usually some critic you had in childhood. It's a parent or a grandparent or a friend or a step-parent or a teacher or somebody in your past said, you're too fat, you're too ugly, you're too dumb, you're too slow, you don't get it, whatever it is. That is their voice reminiscing in your head. It's not even your voice. Don't let them continue to have that power. Prove them wrong. Flip that script. I am a great athlete. I can run marathons. I can run ultra marathons. I can jump out of a plane. I can be a successful business owner. I had a broker one time tell me, you'll never be successful. You can't, you won't, you're not willing to spend the money and do what it takes to be a successful broker. When we hit 100 agents, all I wanted to do was take my Laura list and freaking frame it and send it to him. He's not even like worth it. But I'm just like, thank you. Thank you for doubting me. Now, instead of when somebody gets mad at me and they doubt me, I don't get mad about it. I just thank them. Because all that does is fire me up for more success. You know what? I love when people want to talk crap about me, because all you're doing is giving me more fire to work harder and grind harder and be more successful. I'm like, I say it all the time. The best revenge is success. The best revenge is success. So stop letting those old voices or those haters or all these people be in your head and tell you can't do it, because you can do anything. If one person has done that thing, you can do it too.
Absolutely.
You can do it too. And so I tell every new agent, you see those people on those billboards, those grocery carts, all their cars, realtors love to put their faces on everything, right? All they did was pay money to put their face on that thing. All you got to do is pay money to put your face on that thing if you want your face on that thing. You are the only one that holds you back from absolutely anything. If one person at Elite Realty has made six figures, you can make six figures. Guess what? Lots of people at Elite Realty have made six figures. So lots more people can do it. There's no secret Kool-Aid that you have to drink other than believing in yourself and saying it out loud over and over and over again. And that's one thing.
And doing the reps and showing up.
Put in the reps. Take action. You got to show up to win. You got to show up to win. And every time I see a problem in somebody's business, I'll be like, audit your time. What's the problem? You're not putting in enough time. You're not putting enough reps. How many conversations did you had? Seven. Seven is not enough conversations. You got to have 100 conversations. What did Ross just say? 20 conversations a day.
A day.
20 conversations a day to be successful in sales. Minimum. That's the minimum. You have to have minimums. You have to have non-negotiables, and you have to show up to win. And you got to get rid of these limiting beliefs, because you are the only one that holds yourself back. The only one. You are not big boned. You need to stop eating all that food.
Oh my God. Okay. And with that, I can't even follow that up. So we are going to wrap for right now. That's what we have for you this week. I hope you enjoyed this fire. I certainly did. I'm leaving the studio and gonna go make some phone calls. And if you are ready to grow, you want some coaching, hit us up, okay? And make sure that you sub the show, because we drop fresh content every single week. We are doing our best to make sure that we're bringing you production, growth, love, sometimes some hard love. And we have some really cool guests. So make sure that you hit that sub and come back next week for a fresh episode of The Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.
Realtors, are you so over spinning your wheels, spending more money than you're making? Sick and tired of buying leads that have already talked to six other agents? Then stop. MyStarsAcademy.com offers real estate training, coaching, and business scaling for agents and brokers. It's your turn to learn from experts in the real estate, mortgage, title, and home warranty fields. Their combined knowledge brings you over 80 years of experience, so you do not want to miss this opportunity that only MyStarsAcademy.com offers. This is your one-stop shop to learn from multiple experts in the industry in one space at your pace. These coaches have boots on the ground experience and track records of success at all levels in the industry. Agents have been using this program for years to ensure they ramp up quickly, 10x their checks, and level up their real estate business. And brokers use this trusted system to train their agents, which saves them time and frees them up to do what they do best, make that money. The Agent Accelerator Program has training modules on everything you need to know, from business setup and goal tracking to finding free leads, and even how to leverage your social media to build a constant flow of clients. We teach you how to convert more leads, which convert to more closings and equals more money in your pocket. Plus, we offer a money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose and tons of knowledge, tools, and resources to gain. So head over to MyStarsAcademy.com today so you can start making more money now.